Hey, folks, Mark Norman here, recording in my car, standing outside of Will and Jada's house. Obviously, you can hear a train being ran by. Hey, comedy!
Finally, The Rock has come back to the Daily Dumbass. Once again, just as sure as Dipshit Dal goes on a random rant, and looks like a dipshit dumbass as he's ranting and raving about some ugly hermaphrodite on Reddit and what they have to say. Are they the asshole? Of course they're the asshole. And this goes out to the millions and millions of Baker Dozens out there who are listening to the podcast. And all you ugly hermaphrodites who want to hate online, just let you know that I'm gonna lay at the smack down on your Rudy Pookandrias.
Today we're gonna talk about the trial of the century, which is Johnny Depp versus Amber Heard. And from the footage that I've seen of it so far, I've uploaded a few memes to the Dumbass Daily Instagram. And if you're listening and you're on the Twitter, go ahead and follow Dumbass Daily over on Twitter. And I'm just, you know, I don't like the social medias, but I'm just putting it out there so that way it could, this little seed can grow a little bit more and more each time that I post something. Or it could just altogether get shadow banned, but whatever, who gives a flying fig dizzle? So, the trial between Johnny Depp and Amber Heard is currently going on, and quite a bit of Johnny Depp fans have said that they will be protesting the Secrets of Dumbledore. Now, the Secrets of Dumbledore, obviously Dumbledore's gay. It's not much of a secret. Also, if he was trans, J.K. Rowling would not have allowed him to be a part of the world. Part of your world! But, anyhow, so, Johnny Depp, Amber Heard, court trials going on. Johnny Depp's looking like a Twitch live stream DJ, or like the DJs that you see on Reddit doing their thing. Amber Heard is dressed like Sweet D from the Always Sunny in Philadelphia episode, where she's in an all-yellow jumper suit. And she looks like Big Bird. Amber Big Turd should be her newest name. And she's being sued, I believe, for defecation upon Mr. Depp's bed and causing him to lose the role in the Fantastic Beasts franchise. Now, if I were Mr. Depp, I would have acquired the Hogwarts castle and then basically told them to fuck off if they wanted to film anything, or just charge them, 25% more than what they would have already been paying to shoot at Hogwarts Castle. And, Johnny Depp's already have a couple different castles.
Yeah, I have a few castles, and I have a few paintings of myself up inside of each of my custom wine cellars that I had built into these castles. And they have custom paintings of me that line the hallways. And I'm naked in each one of these paintings, other than a guitar covering my genitals. Each one of these paintings I have means very much to me. And the fact that they won't allow me to be in Harry Potter is really, really just it's a travesty. And I can't believe she's getting away with pulling the bed. I can't believe I married this woman. She looks like Big Bird from Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And don't get me wrong, I love that show. It's a great show. But I watched that show, unlike Pirates of the Caribbean that I never actually watched. But I do love Always Sunny in Philadelphia. My abusive wife sometimes allows me 30 minutes a day, every 2 weeks, to watch a show. And at that time, my I try to catch up on episodes of Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And she pooed the bed. I'm on the episode of Who Pooed the Bed, and I can answer the question, Your Honor. Amputee pooed the bed. She's currently just in the courtroom, such as Big Bird.
Johnny Depp's starting to sound more and more like he's just taking on full life Hunter S. Thompson role. And that's pretty cool, you know. In the trial, he's had a couple, it's been going on for a few days now, and they're dropping bombs on each other. He's basically, at one point, was filibustering the whole courtroom. Like, you could just jump in at any point, and he was like, and when I was seven, my mother, she kept us moving because her feet were burning all the time. And with her feet burning all the time, we just constantly moved around. And we had small apartments with the fact that we had to move around was because she, in fact, couldn't sit still, and her feet would tear holes in the apartment floor and cause all of us to have to move again and again and again. So, it was very troubling as a child. And then he's just basically filibustering the whole thing and going through his whole life accounts. And he's like, on the night of December 15th, 2014, by the looks of this picture here, and I could tell by the Christmas tree because the ornaments have not quite been put on top of. See, what we do, Your Honor, is the day after Thanksgiving, we set out the tree. And then, you know, because it takes an ungodly amount of time to put away all the Halloween decorations that we have in the house. So we have to put away all the Nightmare on Elm Street decorations and all of the Nightmare Before Christmas decorations, because that movie is a Halloween movie as well as a Christmas movie. The decorations of it can stay up forever. And then whenever my dear friend Tim Burton comes over, I'm able to show him, like, look, you did this. I love you. We're both strange in our own ways. And I never knew how to be myself because I've always been some sort of freak show of a character. So now I'm just more and more like Hunter S. Thompson. And I pray that one day, once I lose my hair, start losing my hair, that I will just start going on deep ketamine trips and slowly but surely lose my mind. My wife did poop in my bed. At first it was funny, but then she beat the shit out of me. Oh, I was saying, I could tell it was Halloween. It was just after Halloween, coming up upon Thanksgiving. So the tree was up, but as per tradition goes, that my wife has us do, I cannot put full decorations on. I cannot put full decorations on the tree up until at least the 20th, because, I mean, that's the rules of the house. If I wanted to put up a ornament on the tree, she got to punch me in the face, and that's how this is going. So that's how the trial's going so far, if you're not listening. It's very good stuff. Actually, the trial of the century. And I'm not too happy with the fact, I mean, I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I'm going to watch the movie. I'm not going to watch it in theaters, but haven't watched any movie in theaters in quite some time. So that's pretty cool. I'll probably end up watching it, but the guy who even plays Dumbledore, not all that impressed. I wasn't that impressed with him as Hannibal. And also, Amber Turd will still be on Justice League, as well as the Aquaman. And it's not right that because she is a woman and she had done false claims that she's able to stay and do the work that she's already done. I mean, They should have just recasted her, killed off her character. I mean, she serves no purpose, as far as I see. DC's not really even doing all that great. And I always liked DC more than I liked Marvel. But Marvel's been somewhat doing a lot better than DC. And Dark Comics has now been turned into woke comics. So it's pretty weird. The CW has all their DC type shows that are just high schoolers falling in love over and over again. And then, we gotta have a gay black Superman. Superman! So, yeah. Also, what else is new? I recently watched the newest Spider-Man. Also, didn't go to theaters to watch that. Wasn't protesting Spider-Man in any way. I just don't go to the theater. Became available to buy, bought it. Jigsaw and myself have watched it probably 6 times now. He likes to get 45 minutes into a movie and then start it back over. And so that's where we're at right now. We've watched the first 45 minutes a couple of times. I've seen the whole movie a few times. Pretty cool movie. I like it. It was really interesting because before it came out, my YouTube kept on popping up all types of stuff about Spider-Man and who would be in it and all types of like behind the scenes shit or interviews with other people that would be in it, supposed to be in it or whatever. And I quit clicking on those videos about 2 weeks before the movie came out, and then my algorithm just dropped it from me. Like, I didn't see any of the actual spoilers or anything like that, which is pretty cool because if you could fandangle around your algorithm and actually know how it works, you could easily just quit seeing information about that movie or whatever. I mean, by the time it came out, I had already known that it was going to be several different people in it, but then also with Tom Holland having his track record of ruining movies, I know that they also film multiple different parts of those movies and then leave them out. So like there was parts of Wilson Fisk that was left out. People kept on saying even after like the press tours that they didn't think all of the people that they were teasing would be in it were actually in it. And I mean, I knew that was gonna happen. Matt Murdock's part was really cool. Hopefully there's a Daredevil movie that comes out, and maybe that Daredevil movie is going to consist of Matt Murdock having Peter Parker on trial, and Peter Parker in that movie not showing up as Spider-Man at all, or if he does show up as Spider-Man just like at the end of the movie or during the fight climax of the movie to help out Daredevil. But I think if they could. They brought Daredevil in already, obviously, talking to Peter, saying that he's a really good lawyer. So Matt Murdock will be back into the MCU. Now, I don't know if the next Spider-Man movie is going to be him on trial or anything like that, but he's still got to go through the whole thing for Mysterio's murder, the Stark technology missing. Spoiler, I guess I guess I'll have to put a spoiler before, but if you guys haven't seen the movie, then you're as far behind as me, so right now I'm just gonna say that my predictions are gonna be there's gonna be a Daredevil movie, and in that Daredevil movie, he's going to be representing Peter Parker, and Spider-Man will only have a brief appearance in that movie. Peter Parker will obviously have his parts where he's in court or anything like that, but it's gonna be a lot of Matt Murdock and oh shit, what's his Foggy, I think, is his other lawyer in the show. Maybe they bring in Luke Cage and Iron Fist, but and get the Defenders on back over to Disney Plus since that was a Netflix original. And I don't know. Yeah, I think it'd be pretty interesting though because then they're able to bring back in Kingpin. And with Matt Murdock in the picture, obviously that means that that they could bring in Kingpin, and Miles Morales could end up showing up, and interesting or interested to see the actual Into the Spider-Verse Part 2, the animated one. The last Spider-Man that came out, the No Way Home, and the Spider-Man cartoon Into the Spider-Verse are the best Spider-Man movies that have came out. The cartoon's probably, I don't know, just because the cartoon came out first was a little bit better. It's really cool because a lot of the times in the actual No Way Home, I was expecting them to drop a song from the Into the Spider-Verse soundtrack. I haven't watched any of the Easter egg videos on that one, but I can just say that, I mean, Marvel's kind of lost me on some of the stuff. Like, I haven't watched the Eternals. I watched all the way up through the Endgame, and then it's just kind of like dropped off, but I've seen some of the series. I don't think I've watched a whole series, though. I've just seen a couple episodes of some of the series. I've just kind of lost my attention on it. I never watched Captain Marvel. It just seemed like it's too much powerful shit, you know? And then now if they do end up doing like a Doomsday, bringing in Doomsday, or obviously the X-Men are going to get brought in, so and then as well as Fantastic Four and whatnot, but I don't know. Deadpool 3 should be interesting. I thought maybe they might have brought him in into the Spider-Man No Way Home, but they did not. And that's where we're at on that one. It's just the Batman. I haven't seen the Batman either, but I don't know. Them bringing in five villains is pretty weird. I didn't like it on the Amazing Spider-Man whenever they brought in all that many villains, but then they brought in just as many villains and more on the damn newest one, and it was good. So it just depends on how it's done, I guess. But next episode, maybe I'll talk about the newest Batman or some past South Park stuff or some past Always Sunny stuff. I don't know. Had a couple good calls come in, and I'm going to play some of those calls here. I mean, there's a guy who sounds like it could be the Hulk Hogan. Maybe a guy that could be the Rock. Maybe even the Nature Boy. And I believe Mark Norman called in the beginning of this episode, so it's interesting stuff. I am Dipshit Dal. This has been the Daily Dumbass.
Woo! Let me tell you something, that if you're not listening to the Daily Dumbass podcast, you must not be a blunt smoking, beer drinking, micro dosing, son of a gunning, podcasting, round the world. Woo! Nature Boy, podcast extraordinaire. Let me tell you something. You will step in the ring with this podcaster, and you're going to try and step at Dipshit Dal. Woo! He's going to come at you like a willing, dealing son of a gun, and he's going to lay you down like the dipshit you are. Dipshit Dal. Woo! Let me tell you something, brother. There's only one podcast, and one podcast only, that you need to be listening to, brother. And that is the Daily Dumbass with your host, Dipshit Dal, brother. And if you got something else to say, and if you think that there's another podcast that you should listen to, I'll tell you something about it, brother. And I'm going to come at you, and I'm going to run Hulkamania all over you. And I'm going to drop the leg of Thor on your throat and chest, brother. It's gonna make you feel like you can't breathe all over again, brother. And you're gonna sit there and you're gonna think that you have the COVID, brother, but you don't. It's just the Hulkamania going crazy on ya.
The only podcast that me and my people have ever listened to is the Daily Dumbass Dipshit Dumbass. Sure, he may not have all of his facts right, but it's great to listen to as we sit around the great book. We scanned the bottom, and we use every part of the bottom. Dipshit Al, it's the podcast we own. The water bubble roams through town, and we shoot it with our bows and arrows. Listen to the daily dumbass. Much like the ancestors used to put their head to the ground to listen to the people, we trust in Dipshit Al.